Hey y'all, it's Cynthia. I know it's been a long time since I've gotten to talk to you. It's my own fault. It's not anything you've done. It's all about me. I've been extremely busy. I've taken on a new adventure, which has really been a fun adventure for me, but it really has kept me busy. So anyway, but I did want to talk to you guys. I had a couple of things. I keep a notebook of things I want to talk about. I have to do that because there's so many people that I keep forgetting to get in touch with and that kind of thing. So I keep this notebook. And one of the first notes that I had put in was that I wanted to talk about wanting it all. But my take on it was I want it all back. Okay, and I got to thinking about the things that I really do want back in my life. And, some of them will never happen. Well, none of them will ever happen. So, here are the things that I want back. One, I want all of my children back under one roof. I know that they're all grown. I know they have families of their own. Not all of them, but a couple of them do. So I know that that's not ever going to happen. But you cannot even imagine the times that I just wish they were all at home and on a Saturday morning, and that I got to spend time with them one at a time as they'd wake up. You know how you get to do that? So I cherish those days. And when they do come home, it's like they can't get up early enough on a Saturday for me. So that's a big thing that I want. Another thing is that I really want my parents back. I really want to talk to them about how my life has been and the things that I've accomplished, and my children really is what I want to talk to them about. And I know that can't happen because, that's going to happen, I guess, the day I die, that I get to spend time with them. But I'd really like to be there when they meet my children because I think they'd be so very proud of them, and my grandchildren too. I can just imagine my mother just being absolutely in love with all my grandchildren. I mean, I can't just pinpoint one or two that she'd be more in love with than the other. But yeah, I really would like to have them back. And I know this one's really is a really weird one, but I would really like to have my youth back. And not because I don't like being older, because I do like it. I really do. I like it that I can say what I want to say and do what I want to do, and nobody looks at me. They just look at me like, oh, she's an old lady. Don't worry with her. But I would really like to have my youth back so that I could have done back then what I should have done. I should have become a writer, right in college or right out of college. Of course, I would have never let anybody read it, but I should have become a writer. And if I had, can you imagine where I'd be today? I'd probably be right where I am now, but not as frustrated in my professional life. So yeah, I really wish that I had my youth back to do that. So that's what I wanted to talk about in as far as that was concerned. Another thing I want to talk about is, several weeks ago, there was some talk at church about it was a reading from Amos, and I really don't even know who Amos is. And so I told myself I had to go back and research him. I haven't done that yet, so I apologize for that. But the reading from Amos was basically about honesty, and I got to thinking about it, and I thought, are you honest with yourself? And of course, the answer is no. I lie to myself all the time. I lie to myself, oh, you really don't have to do that, or oh, that's going to be okay, or you know, whatever it is. And I really need to become more honest with myself. You know, if I sit and eat half of a bag of M&Ms, how do I expect that I'm going to lose any weight? You know, I know that M&Ms are bad for me. You know, I gave up drinking soft drinks because I really was put out with what was in soft drinks. I didn't have a clue what was in them, right? So I gave them up because I did not want to be, I didn't want that crud in my body anymore. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, if you drink Diet Cokes and stuff, you'll lose weight. Or if you don't drink Diet Cokes, that you'll lose weight. And, you know, I don't think that I've lost any weight because I quit drinking Cokes and Diet Cokes and that kind of thing. But I'm really happy that I don't have all those chemicals in my body. So who am I to sit there and eat peanut M&Ms like they're going out of style? Because I'll tell you something. One, my body does not digest. I know these things. My body does not digest things like nuts easily. You know, I've got intestinal issues that sometimes my intestines get inflamed. And I know for a fact that nuts cause that. So why in the world would I choose to eat nuts, even peanuts, knowing that they're gonna give me a bellyache? And these aren't just, you know, oh, I'm uncomfortable bellyaches. These are double over bellyaches. And then of course, you know, I did it. I was having a stressful day. And, well, you know, eating chocolate does not eliminate stress. I don't care who you are. You might think it eliminates stress, but I really don't think that it does. So I've got that. I had that issue going on. Anyway, so I really think that in that respect, I'm not honest with myself as far as being healthy. And, you know, I can talk myself out of doing anything. If I decide that I'm going to start hiking, which I really enjoy hiking, but I talk myself out of hiking because, you know, I know I'm going to hurt and those kind of things. But you know what? When I was walking like I did, I felt good. And I could climb stairs like there was no tomorrow. So why in the world do I tell myself that, oh, you don't have to do that, pat, pat, pat my hand. You don't have to do that, little girl. You know it's going to make you hurt. Lay here on the couch with me. And that's what I did. I lay on the couch. So anyway, so there's that. And then professionally, you know, I just drove almost 4,000 miles to visit customers. And I know that that's what my job is. And I really appreciate that I have this job. And honestly, I had a good time. I've been gone too long, but I had a good time. But I did not, I was not as effective as I needed to be. And I know that comes with experience. And that comes with, you know, being out there and going and getting them and all that kind of stuff. But Lordy, today, there were days that it was like, okay, you really don't have to, call that customer. And, you know, a lot of it is experience, you know. But there's that. So if you cannot be honest with yourself, how in the world do you think you can be honest with anybody else? Is just my question. So that's just my little lecture to myself for the day. But I am going to investigate Amos some more and hopefully get to know that guy. And then, you know, I was talking about that I want it all back and I need to be more honest with myself. And then I came across the line, I surrender all. And I remember when my grandmother sang that song, you know, she was raised Baptist. I was raised Catholic. She was raised Baptist. She knew all the Baptist hymns. And I just love those old hymns. They just remind me of her so much. And when, so I can hear her singing. She really wasn't a very good singer, but I can hear her singing that song, I Surrender All. And I think about, her in situations like that. And as Catholics, we're not taught to surrender, you know, to give it up. Well, we're taught to give it up, but, you know, we don't use terms like surrender. But isn't that what we're supposed to do? Isn't that who we're supposed to be? That we give it all up, we surrender it all to God, and let Him lead us where He wants us to be. You know, all the things in my life that are good is only because of Him. Because if I had, you know, kept my two cents into a situation, I would have, you know, not been honest with myself and talked myself out of doing what God put right in front of me to do. And I think that this job is like that. I think my move to Fancy Farm was like that. I my decision to have children was like that, you know, all of that is because of Him, and that I sort of just got out of His way and let Him do what He's very good at doing. And then that made it all work the way it was supposed to work. So anyway, that's sort of where I am today. And I apologize, I'm not talking very long. I'm sort of all over the place here. But I'm supposed to meet my sister and my cousin for brunch or breakfast, whatever, this morning. And it's about time for them to get here. So I appreciate you. I hope you have a really good day. It looks like it's going to be pretty. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I will talk to you. I swear I'm going to talk to you next week. And now I'm not lying to you. I'll talk to you next week. See ya.